So if you're a fan of the Word of God, logic and reason, you probably heard what James Merritt just said. I guess he's the chairman of the Committee for Resolutions. And you probably thought, how did that even address the objection that was given? It didn't. It also sidestepped the objection that was given. And it also shamed the person who raised the objection. Never answered why they didn't name critical race theory by name. He brought up stupid red herrings like, there's people teaching your kids evolution if they go to public school. Yeah, so why don't you have a resolution against evolution and Darwinism or something? Irrelevant. Almost insinuating that someone who would have an objection is trying to cause division and put up walls. And you know what? There are some walls you do need to put up between error and truth. And I think that's what the objection was about. Let's be clear so we know where the walls are. If you just knock down every wall, then I guess you just let everything in. Why not? Why even have a convention? Why not just be totally inclusive, equitable, and diverse? Just have every shade of theology represented. Well, of course they wouldn't want that. They're Southern Baptists, right? They have beliefs, and that's the point. If we have beliefs. The major councils of church history had to separate. They had to build walls. They had to show this is what we believe as opposed to the error over here that is being used to confuse people about what we believe. So this is, I'm just glad that James Merritt wasn't at any of the church councils, the Council of Nicaea, Chalcedon. I'm just glad he wasn't there for any of that because the call for unity and the shaming of people that would want to bring clarification is sick. But yet you have all these people clapping, and that's one of the major concerns. How can you stay in a convention where these are the people who show up, even after years of people like myself and others raising the alarm, trying to get the alarm out there? I remember when I first started talking about this, it was very difficult. I had some people in institutions reach out that had experienced things, but overall, most people who were just regular church-going Christians that weren't in seminaries thought this is nuts. This can't be happening. They thought maybe I was a slanderer or I was making. Most people didn't think that. I thought I was maybe embellishing or making something up. Well, now obviously, I wasn't. If anything, I was probably being tame on a lot of what I said. And we've reached a point that unfortunately, these errors have gone on for so long, for so many years, without proper response. Because people are afraid, they're timid, they're vague, they want to live in the vagueness, they want to run for the middle, they don't want to be seen as on the outer edge of being extreme, that people have been conditioned, and it's the boiling frog thing. And so James Merritt's answer there is shameful, but what's worse and what's more shameful, and this is what I want you to see, is the clapping. The clapping for what James Merritt is saying, which makes absolutely no sense when you think about it. It has nothing to do with the objection. Throwing out red herrings, grandstanding, shaming opposition—these are all tactics that should be embarrassing to James Merritt, but they're not. They're not. They're cheered. We are watching the breakdown of communication completely.